Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now here on Fan After Dark. I am Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We got our boy Khaki Kev behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s from the 940. Broken married, but we travel and go to concerts a lot. From the 469, does it change things if you cheat? I mean, that's always an option.
That's not an option, Fred. We don't promote that. Stop. Gosh.
I didn't say it was the right option. I didn't encourage
it. That's always an option. I didn't say it was the right option.
I do not encourage that. Just let me make that clear. Mm-hmm. I don't. Mm-hmm. Younger Fred, yes, he did. Mm-hmm. Okay, younger Fred
what,
did.
What Fred are you now then?
Wiser Fred. Mm. Don't get it twisted. Let's see. From the 817, these new age women trying too hard to act like men to be married. It's not wrong. Something to that. Something to that. I'm just saying. From the 817, I think, did Kevin Jordy read this? Make sure Bob is on that list. And then from the 469, Balake is the love doctor.
I am. We should start playing love music.
You know what? We used to do a segment. We could easily do that here on Fan After Dark. So we used to do a segment back when I was in Houston with my boy Teddy J, and we used to do a segment called Ask Fred and Ted. And it just turned into a dating segment where guys would just text in or call in with their dating questions.
This is the perfect time of the year.
And it
man.
Was one of them things where it was like, you know, do as I say, not as I do. In fact, I was on a generational run back then. I once met this chick on a dating app. And let's just say she didn't look anything like her picture.
I think that's what they call a fish cat.
Catfish. Oh, no, this was, and you figure this was probably 2012, 2013.
You had to look at a VHS tape to see.
Bro, it was dial-up internet. It was slim pickings. And I was drinking back then, so I didn't really care. Show up. I'm you know, you kind of do a little walk around. I'm like, that can't be her. I'm looking at it because she's sitting there by herself. You know, it's like 11:20 because I was doing the night show in Houston at the time. And I'm walking around. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, it's got to be her. Like, what? And sure enough, walk up. Is your name? I don't remember
Claude.
What her name was. Might as well, Claudia, might as well have been.
Oh my God, are you Fred?
Oh my God.
It's like, this is not going to end
sounds
well.
Like she was Fiona.
Dude, let me tell you something. You want to go back to my car? You want to go back to your car? No, we're not going anywhere.
Immediately off meeting
you? No, we took a few, dude, trust me, we had a few drinks, but I was like, I got to get the you know what out of here. And I did. Perfect segue. Let's go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. I'll tell you what. When you walk around and see this guy, you stop and talk to him. All right, let's get that straight. From Fan University, the one and the only Mr. Brendan Baxter.
Get Baxtered.
Brendan Baxter. By the way, real quick, where did you meet your wife?
I met my wife through a mutual friend, man. It's always good to find a good friend, a good girlfriend that just knows her role, you know. And can I just say, guys, by the way, I would be here for a dating segment with Fred
let's
and Blake. My wife and I were driving home, listening to you guys on the way, and I think the 9:40 to 10 o'clock hour might have been my favorite segment I've ever heard on the Fan.
You said she knows our role, 3-and-D, you know, up and down, yeah. Playmaker.
No, what is she?
Yeah, exactly.
So here we are. We're what, 1 week away from rankings here in the college football world. What do you make of kind of where we're at right now and the fact that, again, it just seems like, yes, you've got Ohio State. Yes, you've got Indiana. But it just feels like right now, right now, what the best team is Texas A&M in the SEC. You got an Alabama team that's still pretty dadgum good. What do you make of where we're at right now? And is this the most parity you've seen in some time in the college football, whether it be BCS or playoff era?
I think if you look at the start of the year and you would have asked Texas, Clemson, Penn State, LSU, what are those teams would be in week 9, and you saw where we are now, you'd be shocked. And I think a lot of teams that have now entered the fold, Georgia Tech's undefeated, BYU is undefeated, Cincinnati has one loss, and Houston has one loss in the Big 12. There are so many teams that you thought would be here that are not and have fired their coaches, and Penn State and LSU. And then there's a lot of teams, Texas Tech, one loss. And you could put Texas in there that, yes, they only have 2 losses, but have been a disappointment, ranked 20th. So I would say this is the most parity. There's no great, great team other than maybe Ohio State. A&M has had – they're undefeated, but they've had some close calls with Notre Dame, with Arkansas. They looked great against LSU. But I would say that this has been one of the most shocking college football seasons easily in the last decade.
What are all the injuries that you're keeping up with? We saw Arch Manning go on concussion protocol as they've got a Vandy coming up. Is there any other injuries that you're monitoring throughout the week?
Not a ton in terms of the big games. Sam Levitt is out for Arizona State, yeah, coming off of a loss to Houston, and they are playing at Iowa State. So the Arizona State pretty much needs to win out to have a chance in the Big 12 race, and not having Sam Levitt, they lost 42-10 against Utah when they did not have him. Jeff Sims is probably one of the weaker backup quarterback options in college football when it comes to your confidence in winning on the road. And so I think for Arizona State, that's one that is devastating. Watching Texas and Arch Manning, you need him, I think, to beat Vandy, which is a little – I know it's odd to say considering Arch has not played up to standards yet, but he has looked better the last couple of weeks. So Texas needs to win out as well, probably to have a chance in the playoffs. So that is one that's going to be huge for the Longhorns if they're not able to have Arch Manning.
And then talk to me about Deion Sanders, man. I know he lost his boys to the NFL, but the worst loss in the Deion Sanders era, they lose 53-7. It was ugly at half and didn't get any better against Utah. Can they turn it around, Brendan Baxter?
You know, I would not be shocked if this is Deion Sanders' last season.
Oh! You know what? I said that, and I got laughed out of the building. Why is that?
One, the health is a legitimate concern. I don't think a lot of us – he did step away before the season started, and I don't think a lot of us were really thinking much about Deion coaching or not coaching. It's always kind of been a joke, like, oh, well, once his boys leave, he won't coach. But his health is a legitimate concern, I think, when it comes to the cancer scare and the bladder problems. I mean, having a porta potty on the sidelines. And I do just get a sense that this season's not going to go well, and how much energy and how much drive is he going to have to coach? And I mean, unless something changes where this coaching cycle with all these moving parts and these jobs opening, I wouldn't be shocked if he did want to continue coaching, that it's not at Colorado, just a lack of resources. And with a lot of these big schools opening up, maybe in Arkansas, it gives Deion a call. So I would, if he does keep coaching, I'm not sure that even would be at Colorado, but I would venture to say Deion Sanders would not be the head coach there in 2026.
I guess my only thing with Deion, though, is, you know, what I was most intrigued by, and Blake and I talked about this after last season, was I wanted to see what he looked like without his son and Travis Hunter. Right? Like you can do a lot, or you can fix a lot of what ails you in especially in college football, even in the Big 12, when you've got a NFL caliber quarterback and a Heisman winner, you know, that plays both offense and
apparently
defense.
He's a 6th-round draft pick, 7th-round draft pick, and our boy.
Shador?
Apparently, that's what the NFL thought. So, of an NFL quarterback.
Well, NFL caliber one way or the other, right? I mean, regardless of where he fell, right? I mean, look, we do know that NFL teams did want him as far as, you know, how he presented himself. That's another story for another time, but we know the talent is NFL caliber. Whether or not he sticks there or not remains to be seen. My thing with Deion, though, was like, okay, I want to see what you look like when you don't have those guys available to you. I want to see what kind of coach you really are, because I had questions even with those two as to his ability to coach. I just feel like, look, it's a lot easier to just go do TV. You've done it before, and you know you'll forever have that, you know, the Jackson State and the Colorado deal on your resume. That said, where are we at staying in the Big 12? Where are we at with your boys from Texas Tech?
Yeah, they're in a 2-game season at this point. They've got at Kansas State at 2:30. Baron Morton will be back. They did lose Will Hammond to a torn ACL this last weekend in Lubbock. And so the quarterback depth, which has been a concern for the Red Raiders for a better part of the last 5-6 years, that's going to be a huge game for Kansas, for Texas Tech against Kansas State. I would say that they control their own destiny with a win. They're not completely out of it with a loss. They do have undefeated BYU the next weekend in Lubbock at 11 a.m. So this is, and then you get two of the worst teams in conference after in Central Florida and West Virginia. So for Texas Tech, it's all in front of them still, even though they did lose to Arizona State. I mean, as a Red Raider and as a team, we've been in this situation before where you need to have it and you don't get it. And so this is a chance for these, this version of the Red Raiders, of all the money they put in and all the hype around the program, to show that they actually are a different team. It's a 4-team race in the Big 12. BYU undefeated, Cincinnati undefeated, Houston at 4-1, and then Texas Tech at 4-1. Right now, those teams have separated themselves, but a lot can change in this conference. And Kansas State, they've won 3 of 4. And Fred, I know you hate those Wildcats coming off of a win against the Jayhawks this last weekend, but they have looked they've looked like a different team the last couple of weeks. So this is not the 1-3 K-State that we saw a couple months ago.
You want to reply to that, Fred? Do you want me to ask a question?
KU won its second exhibition game tonight. Darren Peterson did not play.
Yeah, basketball season is coming up soon.
Regular season starts later on this week, so I'm not really sure what you're talking about. Oh, and by the way, our number one commit decommitted last night too. So I'm talking about the football team. So KU Twitter's melting down right now. You got half of them that want to fire Lance Leipold. The other half are like, look at what he's done for our program, blah, blah, blah. So whatever, go ahead.
I was going to ask Brennan, for the people who haven't had a chance to watch college football this weekend or even the last couple weekends, how would you say are kind of the stock risers, always like checking in and seeing who you think stock is rising up, and then maybe on the contrary, whose stock is dropping when we're talking about these NFL prospects?
Yeah, I think it'd be really hard to ignore what the Aggies have been doing in the SEC and a lot of that team, their stock in my mind. Are you asking specifically team or player?
Honestly, you can give me both. I love the way you can give me both.
I think that the Aggies stock has risen to a point where we want to continue to doubt them, but it has been very difficult at this point to say this team is not all around one of the top three teams in the country. Sitting there at 2. And then Ole Miss, after a big win against Oklahoma and Norman. I mean, that was a game that I thought a lot of people expected Ole Miss to kind of drop. They typically do. That was one. I will say a stock down team that I'm a little concerned about at this point is Oregon, after a 21-7 win against a very bad Wisconsin team. Their best win is Penn State, and that win does not look that good at this point in the season. And so I would be more concerned out of the Big Ten in Oregon. When it comes to players, man, Mendoza from Indiana and Ty Simpson from Alabama, their stock continues to rise on a quarterback level. It was a bad quarterback draft class last year. I would expect those guys to be in the top 2 to 3 of some of the highest prospects in college football come April for the NFL draft. They've looked the part of a potential NFL star quarterback.
When we look at who has the most to gain and who has the most to lose this weekend as we start gearing up, because you figure, you know, look, we're down to, we got our first weekend of November coming up. And then, like you said, you got, what, 2-3 games left in the Big 12, probably 2 or 3 left, ACC, SEC, Big 10, what have you. In your mind, who has the most and who has the most to gain and lose this weekend?
So the most to lose, I would say, is probably Texas, in the sense that if you lose to Vanderbilt, you're done. And so you have a game at Georgia. And so if you're 9-3 with Texas and not a big signature win on your schedule, you're probably done. I would also put Miami there. They're in Dallas this weekend at SMU. Miami lost at home to Louisville. If they were to lose at SMU, they do not control their own destiny as it is in the ACC. And then 2 losses with Miami, that puts them in a very peculiar position on the college football playoff, because they probably would not have the opportunity to play in the ACC. Georgia Tech's schedule is very easy. SMU would have a head-to-head win. So that is going to be interesting. The most to gain, I'm going to actually stay in that Vandy-Texas game, because I think if Vanderbilt wins, they're almost a lock, which is weird to say, an at-large Vanderbilt team. But they get Tennessee, and then they have a couple other SEC games. So a win in Austin for Vanderbilt, as weird as it sounds to say Vanderbilt will bleed in the playoff, they would have a ton to gain from a road win in Austin.
Well, Brennan, it's always a thrill having you on. Do you want to kind of tease what Saturday's show might entail at Fan University?
Man, Fan University, we are on the road at Jake's Burgers in Dallas on Greenville Avenue from 9 to 1 this Saturday. Reepma, Carter Freeman, I mean, we're going to have a blast. We're there for 4 hours at Jake's Burgers in Dallas. It's going to be a good time. Maybe you boys will come by and say hi. I know y'all got your afternoon show from 2 to 6, but we would love to see people come on out there, support us. We're going to preview that SMU-Miami game, obviously, Vandy, Texas, and we'll be there to give you all things college football.
You know, if I wasn't driving back from Kansas, I would definitely swing by and spit in Carter's food. What's your go-to burger at Jake's?
Man, I'm as classic as it comes when it comes to burgers. Just give me some cheese, mustard, ketchup, lettuce, onion, pickle, and a bun.
No bacon?
No bacon. You know, maybe I'll throw some jalapenos on there, but no bacon and no guac.
You Jewish?
Am I Jewish?
No, you just don't like bacon.
No, I'm not Jewish. I love bacon, just not on my burger.
Fair enough. Okay. All right. Well, Brennan Baxter, Jake Reepma, Carter Freeman, this Saturday, 9 to 1, Jake's off Greenville. Make it happen. You will be glad that you did. By the way, Jake's has great coffee, too.
Mm.
I don't know if it's for public consumption, but the day I went, coffee was off the chain.
We're going to have Jake Reepma at Jake's Burgers, man.
Mm. The synergy. Heads will explode.
Call it the Jake.
Heads will explode.
Yeah, they do have great coffee, by the way. I can confirm that, Fred. I had 4 cups in the Jake's at Fort Worth a couple weeks ago for our live show then. So
I tell you what, Brennan Baxter, you're a real one. And by the way, are you filling in on Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey!
Me and Brennan Baxter!
No, this Friday, I'm not. No, oh, I'm not. No. I apologize.
Well, there you go.
Sorry to get y'all excited.
I don't know who's filling in.
I guess it's just me.
Unless something changes in the next 48 hours, I'm not. No, I'm filling in for another show here, I think, in a week or two, but not this Friday.
Another show.
Interesting. Interesting. Listen to this guy. I know, guys. This guy being mysterious. What's your go-to Halloween costume, by the way?
My go-to? You know, I was a big Toy Story guy growing up.
Okay.
Woody.
It's classic. It's easy. It's simple. That's cowboy it, hat, dude. Jeans, boots,
seriously.
Flat yellow shirt, go-to.
Are you and the wifey doing any, because you don't have any kids, right?
No kids yet, man.
Good for you.
No kids yet.
Are you guys doing anything Halloween-wise this Friday or what?
We are just going to hang out and pass out candy in the neighborhood, man. You know, just we're easy. I know. No Halloween party for us this year.
Hey, you kids, guys. Hey, you guys.
What, okay. Great question. What candy are you handing out?
Reese's Pieces. We've got a bunch of Reese's, some Tootsie Rolls.
What do you mean Reese's Pieces? You're going to dig your hand in there and just put them in the kid's bag? What do you mean Reese's Pieces? What are you talking about?
You know, Reese's Cups.
Okay. I was going to say. Pieces. Brennan, you're going to get the cops called on you is what you're going to do.
Hey, guys, a couple of those.
Go ahead, kids. Just dig your hand in there. Go ahead and get your handful. COVID's over. Come on. Get your hand in there.
There's M&M's in there.
Guns up. You get 2. Route,
man.
Great stuff as always,
Brennan. I should hand out.
I'll Brennan, talk to y'all later.
Brennan, you're
night.
The best. There you go. Brennan Baxter, not filling in on Friday.
I guess it's just me.
It's going to be you for 4 hours. All right, coming up next, NFL stack? Guess we'll see.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't go anywhere. Fair foul, would you?
Fair foul this video quality on Fox 4 News.
Yeah, no, it's apparently maybe.
We just mailed it in. We just Went with 240p for
the
news?
Well, either that or just one of the things where it's like, look, we got to get this on the air, and I don't care if you got dial up. Go ahead and plug your Prodigy, and we're going to go ahead and run with this thing. So my cousin.
You got a lot of cousins.
He's going to, I mean, I do, but I only talk about the same ones.
How many cousins do we all have?
I've got on my.
I use my cousin as a gauge.
Oh, that was. That scared me.
What a poll. I think I've got like probably 20 altogether.
Nice.
And see, I've had people text into the program that they were like, I didn't realize Fred was white because he talks about his cousins. I didn't know that white people didn't talk about their cousins.
I think everyone talks. Do you have cousins, Kevin?
I do.
Do you talk about them?
Not really. Okay. I mean, I don't have a very large family, so.
Like your family's skinny or what?
But in the sense of like, did you not grow up with your cousins?
Kind of.
Have you stayed the night at your cousin's house more than once?
In the recent, 10 years or what?
I would say in the first 10 years.
As a kid, as a child.
In the first 10 years of my life, for sure. But like as I got older.
Like, do you have any cousins you're tight with right now?
Yeah, I have one, but we don't really get to hang out that often because she's kind of like an adult doing her own thing too. So
I've got two cousins that I talk to, not daily, but weekly.
Weekly,
hands down.
Yeah. I got two cousins I talk to monthly.
Yeah, like I've got my cousin that I grew up with. He and I are about 4 months apart age wise. I've got two kids. He's got four, and then he and I talk probably two or three times a week, text. Not quite daily, but almost. And then I've got my cousin, Stevie B, who's here in the Big D. And he and I talk, as a matter of fact. And so that's what made me, and that's why I brought this up. So Stevie B, I don't want to put too much of his business out on the streets. Now, granted, we did talk about his Tinder love interest. I don't know what's going on with that. I've been meaning to ask him about that. Like, you know, you've been awfully mum about that. But he still has her as his lock screen. So I'm guessing it's still.
They're just
going through it, I guess. Or just like, they're just in a good way.
Fred and Blake should dress up as Sean and RJ.
I mean, I guess.
We could be Lucius and Brian.
That would be great.
What are you trying to say?
I don't
know. Trying to say I'm bald? That's exactly what you're trying to say.
Okay, you want
to
be Gavin Dawson?
I mean, at least if it's got a beard.
Yeah,
how about
buddy.
That? Yeah, buddy. If you see me, bear me. N-A. And that would be accurate. I couldn't drink NA beer, though. I couldn't. Because if I drink NA beer, I'm going to want a real one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, if we're not getting tore up from the floor up, if somebody doesn't have a key bump ready for me, then what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So, let's just go ahead and just keep it water.
So, do you have some audio you want to play?
I do have some audio I want to play. But real quick, no, I want to get back to this.
Oh, okay.
Cousin just bought some gym stuff, some gym gear. Nice, I mean, nice rack, a bench. You know what? Not everything's got to be sexual.
Well, I didn't know what you said. I got my cousin. He said nice rack.
Yeah, it's a nice gym rack.
You did chuckle before you said it, Fred.
Yeah, because I knew who I was talking to. Okay, I knew I was talking to children of the corn over here. So, and he's saying, look, now that I've got my home gym, now that I've got my apartment gym. Might go ahead and cancel my gym.
Yeah, it makes sense. If you have a home gym and an apartment gym, why go to a commercial gym? Makes sense. Not foul.
I would still want the commercial gym for the ambiance.
What else?
For the visual.
You know what you should do? You should just go into the gym the next time. Take a video of everyone there. Have it playing while you're at your home gym. That's all you care about. Have that on the background.
No, that's not TVs. It. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not the same.
Why?
It's not the same.
First still of all, the visual element.
Just walking around.
Just getting footage from my home gym.
Excuse me? This is going in my home gym. Don't worry about it. You'll never see me again. I'm leaving after today.
I'm canceling membership as we speak.
I'm gone after
you think you'd
today.
Get arrested for that?
No, I mean, you've seen our gym. Everybody's recording.
No, but recording everyone might be OD, though.
Well, no, if you were literally just... I mean, look, there was people today just recording themselves.
Well, no, that part's not where
I said recording other people.
Here's the thing, though. Would you know? Unless
if
you...
somebody walked up to me with a camera.
Well, I mean, if somebody walks up to you, that's, of course. But I'm saying, how many people do you think are recording that you don't even realize
you're in the background?
You're being recorded.
I don't mind it. I like being on camera.
Have you... Speaking of which, have we seen Face for Content in a while?
I have. I really haven't been looking for it, though. So focused. Because I'm recording my own content.
It's locked in. You'd know if you saw her. Come
if
on.
If she came across my face, yeah, I would see her. But I don't see her in the distance.
Yeah. How's the foot traffic been like over there?
It's been solid, bro. I go like 10:30, 11. There's nobody there ever. It's great. It's not busy at all.
Our gym hasn't been the Louisville location hasn't been bad either. Not gonna lie. It's
well. This is the time of year people start to wane out. When it gets cold.
This is when the real hungry people come
cold outside. Everybody's got plans. Sports are on. Like it's October. It's people's birthdays. Pumpkin patches. This is probably the least busy time of the gym. Everybody wants to go in the summer. Everybody wants to go at the beginning of the year. But in the fall, this is when people stop showing up.
This is when the real ones come out. Now, if you're a real one, I mean, I'm there 24/7. I mean, not 24/7, but this is bulking season, though. This is when you get to lift heavy, eat whatever you want.
Thanksgiving food.
Right? This is probably one of my favorite times at the gym, actually, now that you put it like that. Because you're right. It is
you get to wear a pump cover. It's a little cold outside, a little chilly. I feel like...
See, I don't know. I'm old. I wear a t-shirt or tank top to the gym every day regardless.
I like having a little pump cover. I don't really love walking
a
in.
A pump cover?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means...
Like a sweatshirt?
Pretty much.
Okay.
So you're not walking in like a tank top. You end up taking it off once you warm up and sweat a little bit. Just like if you're like playing like a basketball game, you got a little warm up on top.
Interesting.
You know, just walk in the court with your jersey on.
I would.
You would.
I would.
Very Klay Thompson.
Damn right it is. Built different, as the kids say.
Yeah,
built different. All right. Is this defense really that bad? Or is it just Matt Eberflus? That question was asked of Mark Schlereth, who we're huge fans of here on Fan After Dark. And, of course, he's the Odyssey NFL insider. You can catch him every Tuesday here on G-Bag, not Fan After Dark. You can catch him on The Fan with G-Bag. And this was his answer to, is it the scheme or are the players just not very good?
I just don't think they're very good. I mean, listen, you put this on tape for you, like – the guys that play in the league don't quit simply because you're putting that on tape and all 31 other teams see this tape. And that's the difference between you leaving Dallas and having an opportunity to go somewhere else and get paid or not get paid. So, that's the issue that you get into as a player. Man, I'm putting this out there. This is my tape. And we may not be very good, overall, but we're getting manhandled on the edge of this defense. We're getting manhandled everywhere. And like I said, Broncos, there's this false narrative out there that this Broncos offensive line is a dominant offensive line. They're not. They haven't been. They haven't been at all. And they've actually been handled, especially in the running game. And, and they put it together where they're getting, I don't know how many explosives they have, but every time you looked up, there was another 20-yard, 15-yard run. I mean, it was one after the other after the other. And when you're sitting there and surviving and thriving in second down and four, like every run you hit, second down and three, every run you hit, every play you make is a 7-yard gain. You don't have to get into third downs. I think they had 8 third down attempts. I think they were 5 of 8 or something like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Not mincing his words.
No, that's what I love about
Denver's bad and Dallas is even worse, apparently.
No, they are not a good defensive team. And then, of course, we all know that Max Crosby is a name that's been floated around several different times, both locally, nationally, and everywhere in between when it comes to who might be a Dallas Cowboy trade target. Would trading for Max Crosby be enough to jumpstart this defense, or is it bigger than that?
you need more than a Max Crosby. You got to get a Max Crosby. You've got to have that back end fixed because that back end has just been horrendous. So there's a lot of issues going on there. And you need them at all three levels, right? And then, of course, you got to have somebody off the edge that can rush the passer as well. Max would give you that, but there's a lot of other things that you need as a group in totality.
I agree.
You need about four Max Crosbys at this stage of the game.
I like Chiafalo. Give the Dolphins a three and just take all their kind of players that they're dangling at the trade deadline. We'll give you our third-round pick. We suck at drafting it anyways, and we'll take all your kind of middle-of-the-road B-plus players.
Well, you're going to need to give up more than a third.
Going Jalen Tolbert.
I mean, I'm not saying don't. But
and Mozzie.
I mean, you've got the fact that Miami won this past weekend, you know, puts them in a weird place because it's like, well, okay, well, are they still going to be sellers? Are they still going to go ahead and do a wholesale fire sale like it kind of was believed to be? Now, I think with Cincinnati, I think that's still a viable option. But the problem with Cincinnati is, I mean, Trey Hendrickson's not what you want to go after.
Why are the Cowboys still defending Mozzie, Tolbert, Schoonmaker, and Sam Williams? Why are they still acting as if these guys have potential and they're just right on the cusp of becoming a star or even a role player?
Because then you're admitting right now you can't. You can't for the simple. I mean, you could, but they can't because look, they've already the fact that they punted on Micah Parsons. Okay, the one guy that you drafted that was worth a damn on defense, you punted on. All right, and you told us that you could scheme up rushing the passer. That yeah, Mike is great, but we can scheme up what he does with the people we have, so we're not worried about it. And yet, that includes Marshawn Nealon. That includes Sam Williams. That includes Mozzie Smith. So if you kick those guys to the curb, you're basically saying, well, yep, everything we told you about when we traded Micah turned out to be not true.
Yep.
And so, look, Jerry Jones, we did a segment earlier tonight where he played the cut from, you know, are they going to trade anybody? Are they going to make a move? And halfway through the answer, you're sitting there saying to yourself, I don't remember what we were talking about. Okay. He keeps talking about, you know, Savon Revel's going to save the day. All right. This is a guy that's coming off of a ACL injury and then tweaked something somewhere along the way. And that's why we're not going to get him until mid to late November. All right. We're banking on DeMarvian Overshown, who's played 9 games in 3 years and is coming off of a catastrophic leg injury. But, oh, by the way, he's going to boost this defense in a couple weeks. Right. So you got these just unhealthy expectations for this defense, and when it's all said and done, and I told you before and told you during crosstalk, they're gonna make a move, but I don't think it's gonna be the home run hit that we're all hoping for. Final segment of the program, we're gonna read your text messages. Hell, we might even open up a phone line or two, get your parting shots of the show. That's Blake. I'm Fred.
Playing
Khaki
G-bag
Kev
of the day next, right?
And we're playing. I tell you what, generational run right now for Fan After Dark when it comes to G-Bags of the Day. Blake's no stranger to it. We just notched another one today. What is it? We'll tell you next. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Fan After Dark. Great stuff from you as always, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. It is the Fan After Dark final segment of the program right here on the show tonight. What a show it's been. We got our boy Yaron. Dadgummit, don't get me to butchering his last name, which maybe it's too late.
Weitzman.
Maybe it's too late. Weitzman, there you go. I appreciate the assist there. Our boy Yaron Weitzman joined us talking about his new book. Go out and get it. Do we have people that still read? If you still read, let us know. 877-881-1053. Author of Tanking to the Top and A Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. Did you learn anything new in that interview today?
I did. The fact that he said no one has reached out to him as far as like players when I asked him, he's like, nobody's really reached out or had any pushback. So I guess that's good. I thought that would be something where I talked to you when we went to break that players would be like, oh, we don't want this guy around the team anymore because he's writing these stories. So, but I guess all is well as long as you do good reporting like he did.
I mean, that's it, right? I mean, as long as you're not trying to be one of those gotcha journalists that's, you know, going off of speculation and innuendo, whereas you get, you know, and it's like he said, all right, somebody tells me one thing, you're going to call 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 other people to confirm, you know, and that's the way it used to be, right? Like somebody would tell you something off the record, you didn't run with it, you went, unless it was the source itself. 9 times out of 10, if somebody gave you something off the record to go look up, that's exactly what you went and did to go confirm it from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So
we could do a tell all on each other. Should we do that one day? Write a book about each other 20 years down the line. Here's everything Fred told me off the record, and I've got all the secrets. And you could do the same for me.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. You know, I'm a
imagine.
You know what? One of the things that endeared me to, you know, my law enforcement and other sources back in the day when I was a reporter was that when you told Fred something off the record, he kept it off the record. Okay. So just something to be said for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no exposed.
I don't snitch.
No tell all book in 20 years. Snitch.
Remember that. In fact, I got an award in the military because I wouldn't snitch. Okay.
So you were arrested by pirates and they wanted information?
No. Essentially, there's a school called Seer School where they teach you how to be a POW. And they beat the you-know-what out of you. And they're trying to get information. And so they're testing to see how much information you're going to give.
But if you know going into it, it's about giving up information, wouldn't just nobody give?
Get beat up long enough and see what happens.
So they would stop the beating if you gave up information.
Yeah, and they'd tell you failed. Yeah. Or in my case, they beat me so long that I wasn't telling. They're like, all right, look, you need to go ahead and give up the information. Mm-hmm. Like, stop. Like, they got out of character and were like, okay, look, we've been beating on you for like 20 minutes straight. Like,
how bad was the beating? Are you allowed to say?
But they just threw you into, they'd slap you, they'd punch you in the gut, and then they'd throw you up against the wall over and over and over.
Physical harm. You were feeling it like you're.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't take any teeth or cut any fingers?
No, they're not going to punch you in the mouth. No. I mean, it's still the military, but yeah. Now, back in the day, maybe they could do it. I mean, this was in the 90s, so I don't know.
Yeah. Nowadays, they're like, we're going to take your phone.
Yeah, now they're just going to, we're just going to tickle you. Come on, man. Come on. Give us the goods.
We're going to leak your Instagram password.
Yeah. Do you want the group chat getting leaked? Do you want the group chat getting leaked? We'll do it. I will say this, it does get you to thinking after like 48 hours where it is just a training situation. Like after a while you're sitting there thinking to yourself like, okay, have I really been captured here? Like it's amazing what your brain.
Oh, how long were you in this for?
Oh, it was no, you're in there for a couple of days.
Oh, I thought it was like a 10-minute, 15-minute thing. I had no idea.
Oh no, you're towards the end of it, you're sitting there thinking to yourself like, okay, when's this over? Because I'm starting to get a little weird.
Are you in like a foreign country? Are you at your house? Like where?
No, you're in the freaking out in the elements, man. Like they got that. Now they used to have two of them. I don't know if they still do. They had one in Maine and one in California.
Hopefully you're not exposing military secrets right now on the air.
I mean, I'm sure this is all stuff you can Google and find out that, you know, I don't think I'm telling. I mean, this was 20 years ago. All right, so I got to believe that a few things have changed since this went down 20 years ago. So,
well, something else went down more than 20 years ago that we had.
Less than 20 years ago.
Was it less? Monica?
Oh, well, no. That's true. Going to G-Bag. Yeah, no, that was more than 20 years ago. Yes, that's exactly what it was.
I was just trying to tease the clip. I'll let you do it.
Go for it.
No, you got it.
No, you got it. Go ahead.
We'll let Kevin tease it. Kevin, tease it. Set up this clip based on what we were just talking about.
This is a clip that won G-Bag of the day of Fred and Blake being Fred and Blake.
I didn't want to hear about my KU Jayhawks after I'd already said that they're terrible. But no, Blake comes in swashbuckling, loud, not listening to even the slightest bit of radio on the way in. And then just slaps me around for 3 minutes straight after I'd already said, I know.
I Monica Lewinsky'd you.
No, you didn't. No.
Is that the right way to use it?
No. In fact, I would not want you to Monica Lewinsky me. You said you studied and you researched it, but that comment alone tells me that you didn't.
Okay. That comment right there tells me that you didn't. Because if you knew what Monica Lewinsky did, you wouldn't say that.
Oh, so they played the clip of us talking about it the second time. Because it was the first segment where you said you'll be Bill Clinton. That was when we brought
okay,
it back
so
up.
That was, yeah, we again, this whole thing, the Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton thing has really had, like I said, it's taken on a life of its own. The genesis of it was a week ago when you and I were talking about what are we going to do for Halloween and should we do something in tandem? And that's when people were like, oh, you should be Biden and Barack. And I said, I'll be Bill Clinton. And that's when you said, I'll be Monica Lewinsky.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, now you know.
I guess people on the fan cam will see it on Thursday.
What, you being Monica? So you're going to be Monica Lewinsky on Thursday?
For the people.
For the people.
I'll do it on the fan cam. Our last day here? No,
so you're going to dress up as Monica Lewinsky. Fred's dressing up as...
I don't know. He hasn't said it yet. What are you going to dress up as on Thursday?
Because I'm doing the show. Friday, I'm doing the show Thursday.
I mean, aren't we doing Rick and Morty tomorrow?
We are.
Well, then whatever I am.
Rick Sanchez.
Am I Rick? Then I guess I'm Rick on Thursday. Yeah, I'm not. I mean, I'm not. I don't. Look, let me tell you something. I don't like Halloween.
Okay, let's think. Okay.
So if I'm not wearing multiple outfits.
Tolos. Help us out. We got like 5 minutes left. I'll be Monica on Thursday. What can Fred be that's not named Bill Clinton? I know everyone's going to text him Bill Clinton, 877-881-1053. What can Fred be that still relates to Monica Lewinsky as a costume that he can come up with quickly? Maybe, did she have a friend? Does she have a bodyguard?
Yeah, Linda Tripp, the lady that she spilled all her guts to. I'm not dressing up as Linda Tripp.
Why not? I'm already being Monica Lewinsky. I'm taking the heavy fall.
That's on you, bro. That's on you.
What does she look like?
Hideous. Hideous. Is what she looked like, okay? Hideous. She looks exactly like what you'd think she'd look like.
I'm picturing... Okay, yeah, that's pretty much what I was picturing.
Exactly, yeah.
I was thinking brunette hair, though.
Yeah, no.
I was thinking, like, darker hair.
Yeah, no, it's not her.
You can definitely be Linda Tripp.
No. What's up with Froyo Girl?
Oh, I did text her.
What happened with that?
I think she left me on delivered. I don't think she answered me.
Nothing?
I said... Here we go. Want to get Froyo? And then I put what Fred said, or whatever works for you, not red. On the label.
Ooh. Yep. And what was the, because we talked about that, what, Saturday?
Yesterday.
What is today, Tuesday already? Gee, yeah. Christmas. Yeah, because you talked about getting, that's what it was. You talked about getting, well, yeah, because you said you're going to get Froyo, whatever the hell it's
called.
Froyo.
Fair or foul, one of my mom's friends that's now my friend, he's a bartender here in Dallas, like kind of like uncle-like figure,
yeah.
Like always looking out for me, whatever. He works at a bar in Dallas, and so a lot of times on his story on his Instagram, I'll see girls that I flirted with,
yeah.
Followed on Instagram, whatever. I see one of my Instagram crushes on his story, so I slide up to this gentleman that's my friend. Yo, that's my crush. His response was this, nah, have you seen her in person? I said, I haven't. We matched on Hinge, follow each other on here, and message every once in a blue moon. He said, you definitely have a type. That pic is definitely filtered. Sweet girl, though.
I mean, that's, is he my age?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't ask for a better friend.
I said, you saying she's all glam, not the same in person with a question mark? He said, not the same person, brother. That's why I hate these blinking filters. They should be banned from these dating apps. I said, well, that sucks.
It's like that?
He said, don't take my word for it. I don't know your taste. I just know that pick is very deceiving. I said, appreciate you, brother.
You almost have to meet her in person now.
Right?
You have to meet this woman in person now. Because now that should take off some of the luster in some way. Like your crush, the crush level should recede a bit.
Yeah.
If she's not near as good looking in person as she is in pictures.
Well, she said, DM me for tables. Halloween weekend is here. I won't obviously say the name of the bar, but.
Oh, does she work somewhere?
Yeah. So bartender.
Get a cup of coffee, whatever.
Let's get coffee. I'll be dressed as Monica Lewinsky. Let me take off the edge.
Tell you what, you go as Linda Tripp.
What should Fred be, guys? You guys haven't sent anything good in.
Fred is Hillary Clinton. Soup Nazi. Have him get a cardboard box and be a desk.
You should definitely be a desk. Be a desk.
That would be top tier.
That's terrible.
You hear what Kevin said? Top tier?
Terrible.
It's good.
Top tier?
Top. team.
Oh, I get what you got. You guys and your little...
Blake, meet her in person, but be nice. Okay, I don't think this girl is, like, hideous. There's no way. I think it's just she makes herself look like an 11 on Instagram.
I need to
like
see a picture of her now.
I'll show you.
Yeah, show me the picture in the break. I'm fascinated by this.
She's very
now.
Good looking, so I don't think it drops from, like, an 11 to, like, a 0, but it might drop from an 11 to, like, a 6.
Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. From the 860, as someone who went through dozens of people before I found my wife on Tinder, unless you see a full body, no filter shot on her Instagram, maybe at a family party or something, then you should not be meeting her in person. And make sure the picture is within 6 months, unless you may also get fat fish, because Blake, you are young and girls start to get really fat.
I'm looking at a
20s.
Full picture of her, and she looks like she might weigh 120 pounds.
Okay. No, no, look, I get what homeboy's saying, because look, I mean, that's always, you always got to be careful. All right, our boy Yaron, great stuff from him, great stuff from Brendan Baxter as well.
Wait, the party's tomorrow.
Yeah, we got 5 seconds, all right. Great stuff from Kevin, you,
Rick
me,
and Morty
good
tomorrow.
Night, God bless, we'll see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.